In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The South Haven Water and Sewer Authority and the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy are lifting the boil water advisory for South Haven. The advisory was lifted Sunday after going into place on Thursday evening due to a water main break at Phoenix Street and Blue Star Highway. The city says corrective measures have been taken and sampling has confirmed there is no coliform bacteria in the water supply. Water had to be boiled before drinking, cooking, or using it. Lane closures remain in place at the intersection due to the repairs of the water main. Faced with spiking COVID-19 infections, Michigan health officials are issuing a public health advisory recommending everyone over the age of 2 to wear a mask at indoor gatherings, regardless of vaccination status. The advisory comes just ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday.
We would recommend this year that you do try to limit gatherings. If you are aware of people's vaccination status, it's clearly safer to be gathering with people who are fully vaccinated. If you're with people who are not fully vaccinated, wearing a mask is a great idea. Trying to ensure that you're in areas that are well ventilated.
Elizabeth Hertel is the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. She and other officials are also pleading with people to get the vaccine and, if eligible, a booster shot. With the holidays here, the Van Buren County District Health Department is offering everyone some advice for staying safe. It's been seeing an uptick in respiratory illnesses and says as people experience COVID-19 fatigue or denial, they may be less diligent. Testing for COVID-19 has decreased across Van Buren and Cass counties, even though cases are on the rise. And the department says asymptomatic patients can still spread the illness. The Van Buren Cass District Health Department asks everyone to do their part by isolating if sick, wearing a mask, practice social distancing, and being vaccinated. Two men are in the Van Buren County Jail after leading sheriff deputies on a high-speed chase in Arlington Township around 11 p.m. on Saturday. The deputy pulled over a vehicle without a license plate, and the two took off at up to 90 miles an hour after the deputy spoke with both men. The passenger exited the car after the driver stopped for a moment before driving into a field in Geneva Township, where he then ran off. He was found hiding in nearby woods, and the passenger was also arrested. The driver is facing fleeing and eluding charges, along with obstructing police. The passenger was found to be possessing meth and was also a parole absconder. No names have been released. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.